Körkortsboken på engelska 2020. Driving License Book by Sveer Trafikutbildning. For more information about getting your driving license in Sweden, go to the website trafico.se. This book is read by James Hogg. Chapter 1. Traffic Basics. The Road to Your Driving License. Learner's Permit. The first step towards getting your driving license is applying for a learner's permit. To apply, you need to complete the forms that you can find at www.transportstyrelsen.se. You will also need to have your eyes tested by an optician in order to receive a learner's permit. You will need to attach an eye test certificate to your application form. Driving lessons. You must be 16 years old or older to begin driving lessons. You have two options when it comes to driving lessons: private driving practice with a supervisor, driving lessons at a driving school from a driving instructor. The most common option is to combine instructor-led lessons with a greater amount of private driving practice. At the driving school. The advantage of taking lessons from a driving instructor is that you will be in the hands of a specially trained professional with experience in driving education. The downside is that it can be expensive to take a lot of lessons at a driving school. Private. The advantage of practicing privately is above all that you don't need to pay for instructor-led lessons. That way you can get plenty of practice without having to worry about the cost. The downside is that you'll be driving with somebody who lacks the same experience and training that a driving instructor has. There's even a risk that your supervisor might teach you the wrong things. Traffic rules change, and if it has been some time since your supervisor got their driving license, then he or she may find it hard to remember everything, and some rules may have been updated or introduced since that time. In order to privately practice driving, both you and your supervisor will need to undergo introductory training. Once this training is complete, your supervisor can apply for a supervisor's permit. When you're practicing to drive privately, you must display the driving practice, Övningskör, sign at the rear of your vehicle. In order to be a supervisor, you must be 24 or older and have had your driving license for at least 5 of the last 10 years. The driving license must have been issued in Sweden or another EEA country and must correspond to the same permission class as the vehicle being used for driving practice. Your supervisor is responsible for the driving practice and legally considered to be the driver of the vehicle. This means that if you're in an accident or if you break any traffic rules during your driving practice, then it's your supervisor who will have to deal with the consequences. Driving theory. You should study driving theory at the same time as you take driving lessons and practice driving. In order to know how you should respond in various traffic situations, you need to know which rules apply. Applying driving theory in practice also helps you to understand it more thoroughly. Some different ways to learn the driving theory you need are: read through the theory book, attend instructor-led theory lessons at a driving school, take mock theory tests at the website trafico.se to familiarize yourself with the test while also learning the theory. Risk training. Before you can take your driving test, you must first undergo 2 risk training sessions. Contact a driving school near you to book these. Risk training part 1, risk course 1, is about drugs, alcohol, and other activities which are hazardous when driving. Risk training part 2, risk course 2, skid training, is about speed, safety, and driving in adverse conditions. During this training session, you'll get to drive on a skid pan and learn how to handle the car on slippery roads. The driving license test. The driving license test is the last step towards getting your driving license. The driving test consists of the theory test and the practical driving test, also just referred to as the driving test.